This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. Welcome to a special Thursday edition talk show on this July 14th. I'm Terry Tote. Joining me in studio today, our good friend Greg Dunning from Aaron's in Litchfield. Greg, how are you, man?
Good, sir. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing just terrific, and we're both talking about how exciting the women's U.S. soccer team has done in the World Cup.
Unbelievable. One more game to bring the cup home.
One more game, and boy, was that Brazil match one of the wild and wooliest things you've ever seen in your life.
It was crazy. Just with probably 30 seconds left, that's it.
Yeah, and I knew as soon as they got the game tire that if a game time goal, if it went into PKs, I knew Hope Solo was going to stop.
Of course.
But we're here to talk about an exciting opportunity for residents in the Litchfield and the surrounding area to help out with food raising supplies for the food pantries.
Correct.
And this is something you've done before, Greg, and just kind of start from the beginning and let us know how this is all working.
Well, we like to call it Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. Aaron's is doing a special promotion calling Christmas in July, and this is our second annual time we've done it. We're kind of doing a spinoff of it. Mostly during Christmas time, people think of food pantries donating food. The only problem is during the summertime, food pantries still need food. So going off the Christmas in July special, what we're doing is we're collecting non-perishable items from anyone and everyone around the local area, and we're going to donate it in August to the Hillsboro, Litchfield, and Gillespie food pantries.
That's terrific.
We did it last year, had a great response. I want it to be even bigger this year.
Well, and again, this is one of the things, first off, as you mentioned, we just forget in the summertime that people still need to eat.
Exactly.
And that's sad.
Exactly.
So it's a good reminder for us. And of course, our friends at Aaron's are teaming up with a lot of businesses throughout the area to offer some incentives.
Correct. We have a lot of businesses. The one thing that when anyone brings in a non-perishable item, we will give them a raffle ticket. Mm-hmm. And if we go door to door and someone donates an item to one of my employees, we'll give you a raffle ticket. And on August 6th, we are going to give away a raffle drawing with over 20 businesses donating prizes. These businesses are included Country Girl Saloon in Mount Olive, AutoZone in Litchfield, Security Finance, Victory Ford, Snappy Lude, Chevrolet Brewbaker, Family Video, Grand Rental, Pizza Hut, Dairy Queen in Litchfield, A&D Electric Supply, McKay Napa Auto Parts, Raymond Hardware, New Wave Communication, All-American Hegan Air, and, of course, our friends at WSMI.
And I tell you what, this is a great opportunity to win some goodies.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's no purchase necessary.
No, just a non-perishable item. You know, it's all for a good cause. We're donating them to our local food pantries in August, but, you know, it's also an incentive to give back to.
Greg, we talked about non-perishable food items, and most people think of canned goods and, you know, mac and cheese and that sort of stuff. Are you also taking paper supplies and that sort of thing? Would that be considered?
We can, yes. Okay. Yes, anything that you think people less fortunate need right now.
Okay.
And non-perishable, probably towards the end of the month, we might be taking some milk.
Okay.
But for right now, no milk products, nothing like that can spoil.
Sure. Because you're going to have to stash it away.
Exactly.
Here for a while.
Exactly.
Then comes the chance to distribute all this. And you said Litchfield, Hillsboro, Gillespie are the
Correct.
Three food pantries.
Two here in Litchfield.
Two here in Litchfield.
Correct. So it'll be four total.
That's great.
And they are super excited. I already talked to all of them. They couldn't be happier, you know, because like I said, it's tough during the summer months for them mm-hmm. to collect food, to give back to people, and people are hungry all year round.
And this is something that your organization, your business, Aaron's, you know, this fits right in with what you want to be as far as part of the community.
Correct, yeah. The biggest thing that we have learned throughout a couple years we've been in business here is we have to be a good corporate citizen.
Right.
You know, you're only as big as the town that you help. Mm-hmm. If you just think of yourself as a business and not a corporate business, you're not going to succeed. And our biggest thing is we love giving back. Mm-hmm. It just puts a smile on our face.
And this is such a wonderful area to live in. We've bragged about our listeners. We've bragged about our business people. When there's a good cause, you know, the businesses step up, the local citizenry steps up. They know that there's a need here. And let's face it, it's tough times for a lot of the folks, but these are the folks that dig down and they donate.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
Exactly. I mean, just some people, you wonder how they can do it, and they do, and they have a smile on their face because they know what they're doing. They know it's for a good cause. It's always a good feeling giving back.
Greg, when you talk to the people from the food pantry, a lot of times I don't think we understand how much food and how much material they go through. It's pretty incredible the need that's out there.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they were excited. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just tell in the sound of their voice, you know, great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, this will be great for all our people.
So you got people that will go door to door and they'll have their Aaron's shirt on.
Correct. Yes.
And you can drop off items at Aaron's.
Correct.
Any place else you can drop them off?
We will be probably outside every now and then at IGA. Mm-hmm.
Right next door.
Correct. Yes. Yes. And in Hillsboro too.
Okay.
We have talked to both of their managers and they said as long as we're outside,
sure.
You know, please feel free. But yeah, main thing is to come in to our store, which is our main donation.
Sure.
And we will have our employees throughout the month going door to door throughout the local towns. Right. Please, Phil, don't think mistaking them with trying to sell you something.
That's right. That's right.
You know, they're not going to be going door to door to try to sell you a furniture set. You know, they're going door to door just to collect non-perishable items.
If you
want to
come in and look at a furniture set,
course.
That's fine. But,
of
you know,
course.
This is the motive today for that particular incident would be just donate a food item if you have the ability to do
correct.
So.
Correct. Yes. And you will get a raffle ticket even if we come to your door.
Okay.
So it's not that you have to come to our store to get a raffle ticket.
Now, when these tickets are drawn, do you have to be present?
Yes, you do. Oh.
You do have
yes,
to be present.
Okay. Yes, just to make it fair for everybody.
Sure, sure. And that's a good idea. And that drawing will be at the end of the month.
It will be on August 6th.
August the 6th.
Yes, Saturday. We'll just have it all poster board in the back of our store with all the winning numbers on it.
Wow.
Just come on in, just take a quick look, and maybe we'll have hot dogs, hamburgers. Who knows what's going on then? We'll have something going on.
That's good. And while I've got you in studio here, Greg, of course, the Aaron's has become a good fixture, a good business corporate partner here in Litchfield, but you've opened the store in Taylorville now, right?
We are about to.
We're about to.
Yes, sir. We are about to close on and start building up in Taylorville, and we are hoping for our opening to be mid-September.
Wow.
So we are hiring. If people up near Taylorville, we are hiring right now. We're looking for jobs. So feel free to contact our store down here in Litchfield if you are interested in a job up in Taylorville.
And that's another part that we forget about our local businesses. And every once in a while when you hear a report, even on the national news, they talk about how much local business, small businesses, you know, in these little towns provide employment.
Exactly.
Great opportunity here. If you got to have a little desire to do your best and you know, learn the ropes a little bit, but great opportunity. And Aaron's has been around for a while.
Yes. They've actually, the corporate bit side of the business has been around for 55 years.
55 years.
Wow. Founder started off renting chairs.
Really?
For like weddings and all that.
I'll be darned.
So that's how they started the business. We've been here for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
My father and I opened the business, and we're continuing to grow, and hopefully, you know, continue to grow from here on out.
And if you've never strolled through the store, it's pretty amazing some of the neat stuff you got in there. I mean, if you're looking for a big screen to watch the World Cup on,
we got an 82-inch.
Ooh. That's big, dude.
Uh-huh.
You can see everything. You see every blade of grass on that
exactly.
thing. Plus a comfy chair to sit in.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, Greg, it's good to talk to you. And again, very quickly, folks will be in the area going door to door with the Aaron's shirt on, and all they're looking for is a donation of a non-perishable food item. If you can do that, that's fine. If not, whatever. You'll get a raffle ticket. Stop by, donate items at Aaron's.
Aaron's, yeah.
And get yourself a raffle ticket to win some cool prizes, and that'll be coming up on August the 6th. And again, we can't say enough for the other businesses in the area to step up and help out.
Oh, yeah. Just the biggest thing is just promote this. Yeah. So let's get the word out there. It's all for a good cause. We just want to get as much food as we can just to give back to our community.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Greg Dunning from Aaron's, my friend. Always good to talk to you. Continue to success to you, and we look forward. And once we get close to August 6th, maybe we'll get in contact with you again, and maybe we'll have a live drawing or something on and who's winners and stuff like that. You know,
Sounds great.
You never know what we might be able
Sounds
to
great.
Do.
Sounds great. Well, thank you very much, Terry, for having us on.
A big, big thanks to you, Greg. Greg Dunning from Aaron's in Litchfield, part of the big fundraising or big opportunity to restock the food pantries in the towns of Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Gillespie. So get out there and do your part. Doesn't have, you know, you don't have to buy a whole case, a couple of cans here and there, and a lot of people do that. It all adds up. Greg, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Terry.
That's it for our special Thursday talk show here on WSMI AM 1540, the station you can count on.